Hello. Let me close my window here. Because the traffic noise is really expensive. We are reading from the Parsha Emor, from section 4, the secret of the candelabra. And this section is being taught by Moshe Rabbeinu as the faithful shepherd, Lureya Nehemna. We're starting with verse 14. Vayehi Noam Adonai Eloheinu aleinu maaseh yadeinu chononeh aleinu maaseh yadeinu chononehu. Pekud ada l'sadra behana bekol yoma butzinin ve makdisha veha ukimna beraza Nora Vihuraza Beka Kegavna Dilelak Begin Din Viru Ila Abim Shah Ravunahit Al Resha Bekahana Bekadmeta Levatari Hu Adlik Beyan Hir Kol Butsimin Diktiv kashemen hatov al harosh v'gomer Uktiv ki shemen mishchat Elohav alav v'gomer V'al da it yehiv Reshu lekachana Bil hodo l'sadra Utsinin v'la adlaka Lahom bekol yoma, Tirenzin in the Kabel Nehiru, De Yahuda, Tirenzin in Barbana bekol yoma, Tirenzin in the Kola Absterich. The priest is commanded to daily arrange lamps in the temple. We have explained this in relation to the candelabra. This secret is in the likeness of above, since the supernal light in the anointing oil first runs over the head of the supernal priest, which is the first three sephirot of Zeranpin. Then he kindles the lamps, namely the sephirot of Malchut, the illuminations of fire, and makes them illuminate as it is written. It is like the precious ointment upon the head, and the anointing oil of his Elohim is upon him. Thus only the priest is permitted to arrange the lamps and light them twice a day to correspond to the illumination of unity that occurs twice, and the daily offering which is offered twice daily. All that is needed. I got a flash as I was reading this. Normally, when we talk about the head, we're talking about the three higher sephirot. But here Rabbi Ashlag is telling us that when we're dealing with the priest, we're dealing with Zeranpin. And that the head of Zeranpin is the first three sephirot of Zeranpin, the Chesed, Gevurah, Tiferet. And then we go directly into Malchut. Now, there's three other sephirot, but their purpose is primarily to transform the energy to a lower level. And the energy that goes through flows through Chesed Gevurah Tiferet. The desire of Chesed Gevurah Tiferet, as well as Netzach Hodin Yis, and the early part of Yesod, that desire is not for the Or the Chachma, the light of wisdom. It's for the light of Chesed. It's for what Bina can share. And therefore, the Mochin, the head portion, the brains of these Sefirot are not being utilized in the context of lighting of the candles, of arranging the light of the menorah. And yet it's also, this verse is telling us that twice a day, once in the morning and once in the evening, the arrangement of the menorah and the arrangement of the upper worlds are in sync. And that's why we have two sacrifices at those times, and that's why we have the priest dealing with the menorah at those times, so that what is happening in the lower world is consistent with what's happening in the upper worlds. Verse 15. V'al yedei dekachana nacharim butzinin v'kola ela v'tata l'mechdu chedu u'ashkecha chedu v'kol sitrin b'ad lekuta v'butzinin dehatirein ilein al yedei dekachana Leishtacha Hedu Bekal Sitrin Veileni Nun Ad Lakuta Vivutsinin Uketoret Lehaukina Shemen Uketoret Yisamach Lev Al Kain Re'eya Mehemna. The candles are shining everywhere by means of the priest above and below. So there will be rejoicing, and so that joy would abound in all directions, namely right and left, with the lighting of the lamps. For those two are performed by the priest, so that joy would abound in every direction, the kindling of the lamps and the lighting of the incense. We have already explained that ointment and perfume, which is the Hebrew word is ketoret, and they're translating it not as incense, but as perfume. Ointment and perfume rejoice the heart, a verse from Proverbs. And the secret to that verse, ointment and perfume rejoice the heart, is ketoret, the incense. The essence of that is to draw one closer to Hashem, both by the desire of the person being drawn closer to Hashem and the fulfillment of that desire coming from Hashem. That's both direct light and returning light, creating a circuit of energy, and that's what increases the joy in the world. That's the end of the teaching by Moshe Rabbeinu. It's the end of section 4. Are there any questions?
No.
Okay. Section 5 is, and for his sister, a virgin, verse 16. Vela achoto ha-betula I'm getting some static on the line. Let's see if it goes away. Makativ le'ela ki im li shero hakaro e'la z'gomer. Robert, yeah, the static is continuing, so I'm going to change the controls.
Try that.
All right, now let's see if it'll work. And for his sister, a virgin that is near to him. That verse is on its surface is talking about that the priest can feed his sister who is unmarried. She can eat the holy food, but when she gets married to a non-priest, if she does, that she's no longer able to eat that food. And also it's referring to when a priest, is not supposed to go into the cemetery, but he can go and participate in the funerals of his sisters who have not married. The preceding verse says, but for his kin that is near to him. Rabbi Abba opened with the verse, who is this that comes from Edom with crimson garments from Bozra? Who is this that comes from Edom means that the Holy One, blessed be He, will be garbed with a garment of vengeance upon Edom for their ruining his temple and burning his holy and exiling the congregation of Israel among the nations. He will take revenge upon them forever until all the mountains in the world will fill with the dead of the nations, and the birds of the sky will be summoned upon them to feed upon their cadavers. Every wild beast will feed on them for 12 months, and the birds of the sky for 7 years, until the land will not bear this their disgrace. This is the meaning of, for Hashem has a sacrifice in Bozra, and a great slaughter in the land of Edom. Until this raiment of vengeance will be defiled by those killed. This is the meaning of, and I have stained I have stained all my raiment. In the prophecies, Isaiah, but in others as well, it describes the War of Armageddon as occurring when the 10 nations gather together and attack the Israelis, the children of Israel. And it describes the War of Armageddon in a very horrendous way, and you've heard some of the language just now. It's my opinion, and I do teach this consistently, that let me give you some background, though. If someone does a mitzvah, but they go overboard, they do more of that mitzvah, they try and get more of the connection, then they receive less. This is one of the spiritual laws. It's not one that's well understood or well discussed. Now, Rashi says that the nation of Edom has a mitzvah to hate the Jews. And a lot of their attacking of Jews throughout the centuries, they never attack without permission. Hashem, in his judgment, has said the Jews have to be woken up. They're not doing their job properly, and they have to be woken up. But the children of Edom go overboard. They do more. The same thing happened in Egypt. The land of Egypt, the people of Egypt, the Pharaoh, enslaved the children of Israel. They didn't have to go that far. They just needed to wake the children of Israel up. And by going overboard, they received less, and they received more severe judgment, more effect, consistent with the cause of their going overboard. But it's ultimately, and this is a teaching of the Baal Shem Tov, they didn't really go overboard because the Jews were the cause by not doing their job. And so the going overboard is also belongs to the severity of the Jews for not doing their job. They are still ultimately part of that cause of the other nations going overboard. And the way to cure that, the way to resolve that, and to lessen, is to ask for mercy on these other nations, to recognize that we were ultimately the cause of all of that chaos. That applies to the Shoah, it applies to the expulsion from Spain, it applies to all of the pogroms throughout all of the centuries, it applies to the chaos that was perpetrated in Babylon and then in Iraq and all through the centuries, all through human history. Ultimately, it's all caused by the Jews not doing their job. And when the other nations go overboard, and then the effect of that on them is additional chaos, which is what this prophecy is describing. We need to stop that. We need to accept our responsibility for that. And that's what Hashem is waiting for. And that's the message of the sages that say Mashiach will come when the nation does teshuvah. That's really the message in this verse, in my opinion. Verse 17. Kamut begadim mibatra begin demina nafku uklusin di alma lechayla al Yerushalayim beinun sharu leokta ekala ubne adom mefagrim shurim beranu avne yisoda ahidiktiv zachor Hashem livne adom begomer ha-omrim aru aru ad ha-yusod ba. With crimson garments from Batsra, because legions of the world came out from Batsra to wage war against Jerusalem, they started to burn the holy while the children of Edom were demolishing the walls and uprooting the cornerstones. This is the meaning of remember Hashem against the children of Edom the day of Jerusalem when they said, raise it to its very foundations. Read this verse from Psalms and this verse in the prophets are all describing the destruction of the temple. And what the verses imply is that the children of Edom went overboard. They didn't have to burn the temple, they just had to tear it down. Why did they go and burn it as well? This is the question that's being implied in this verse, part of the discussion from the earlier verse, or continuing the discussion. Verse 18. This one that is glorious in his apparel, that is, with the garments of vengeance he will don, striding in the greatness of his strength. Striding refers to breaking, as written, the people fall under you. Israel said to Isaiah, who is he that will accomplish so much? He opened with the verse, I that speak in righteousness, he that is mighty to save, he of whom it is written, he loves righteousness and judgment. Actual righteousness, namely Malchut, that is called righteousness, and he is mighty to save. This verse is extremely esoteric. It's bringing different aspects of the Sephirot to refer to this idea of the other nations went overboard or will go overboard or have gone overboard. And so the effect of their actions will be more severe. But that same effect also applies to the true cause, which was the Jews not doing their work. And this is the aspect that is being discussed here. What is righteousness? As we have taught, the concept of righteousness, the meaning of righteousness, is simply to do the right thing. But the right thing is always relative to the souls involved, to the tikkun between the souls that are involved. And that applies at the individual level, and it applies at the level of the nations. And that's what we're leading up to in this discussion. I have not read this section. I don't know what the last few verses will bring. But to me, it's very clear that's what will be coming. Verse 19. V'kol kach lama v'gim digarmu liki l'mecheve sheki vat liafra v'galuta umin pal v'yarak yamadiktiv nafla lo tosif kum v'tulat Yisrael Ukich kuchabarichu yilbash, levushe nukma alaihu, v'sa'ava alon biskiu, v'katu yadiktiv, v'kol malgul shai ag eg alti. Wherefore all that? Because they caused the congregation of Israel to lie in the dust in exile and fall to the ground, as it is written, the virgin of Israel is, she shall no more rise. For that the Holy One, blessed be He, will don for them garments of vengeance, to defile them with many dead, as it is written, and I have stained all my raiment. verse seems to imply that it's like the effect of the other nations doing more and going overboard in their waking Israel up, that it's really their fault for doing it. It seems to imply that, but let's read the last verse and see what it actually says. Verse 20. V'kol kach lamadiktiv v'lachachoto ha'betula ha'krova elav asher lo haita le'ish v'lav v'lake de'esav v'lachavat bi'advei v'hahu diktiv v'ish yodea v'yid ish And wherefore all that, since it is written, and for his sister a virgin that is near to him, and who has had no husband, who is the holy Shekhinah, sister to Zeranpin, who is not the portion of Esau, and was not the lot of him of whom it says, a cunning hunter, a man of the field. For her he may be defiled. For her sake, with those garments of vengeance that will be defiled among the multitude of the dead mentioned before. Therefore it is written, for her he may be defiled, for her sake, because she is lying in exile in the dust, and he wants to raise her. This is the meaning of arise, shine, for your light has come. It's concealed in this verse, but it is very clear, hinting. The only reason that the vengeance is coming, Zeranpin is going to take vengeance on the other nations. Hashem is going to take vengeance on the other nations. The only reason, and it's clearly said in here, is because the Jews are still in exile. The Jews are fallen. The Shekhinah is fallen. They're not doing their job. And the nations go overboard. And the Hashem is going to take vengeance. But he doesn't want to. He wants us to ask for mercy, to pray for mercy for the other nations. He wants us to recognize we were the cause. That's what confession is all about, is part of the process of teshuvah. Are there any questions?
No.
Let's do one more verse, which is section 6. They shall not make baldness on their head. Verse 21. Lo yikrechu karcha b'rosham Rabbi Yosei amar lo yikrechu Behei maithama ayala Ahu shemeni la'adi ihu Meshachrut kuchab v'ashim Yakal shiva yomim kima Itmar diktiv ki shivat Yamim yimela et yedchem Ahu shemeni la'a Ita dey minei v'itkirach Ihu achim Reshe begin de Resha, Dekachana ila'a, ahu shemen ila'a, hare v'yaldala, livei lei lekachana, viltata le'achaza'a, ve'bidame begimu, galal de'haitmar, ugin kach keti ve'hei. They shall not make baldness, the Hebrew word is yichrechu, on their head. Rabbi Yossi said, what is the reason yichrechu is spelled with a hey at the end? He answers, that supernal ointment, the plenty of Abba, is the holy anointing oil that consecrates all 7 days. Pesud gevurah tiferet netzachot yisod et malchut. As we learn from the words, for 7 days shall he consecrate you. That supernal oil is removed from him and baldness is made on him. Baldness is made on him if he blemishes his head. For the head of the high priest, namely the first three sephirot of Zeranpin, is this supernal oil, the lights of Abba. Hence, the priest below must not demonstrate any blemish in himself, as we have already learned, for corresponding to the priest above, his own deeds blemish him. Hence, make baldness is spelled with a hey implying bina. And so that letter hey at the end of Vayikrehu, when it didn't need to be spelled and wouldn't normally be